Cindy Siwe Manqele was convicted of murdering hip-hop star Nkululeko Flabba Habedi in 2016, is officially a free woman. Manqele was sentenced to 12 years imprisonment for killing Habedi. She was released on parole on Tuesday. Sowetan spoke to friends and musicians who worked with Flabba to hear their views. Here is rapper, songwriter and artist Slika, one of the members of the award-winning Squatter Camp group, of which Flabba was a part.
I don't know how to feel about it, you know. Whether being in jail or not doesn't impact Flabba, but I think it's more honestly how it's really how the family feels, to be quite honest. Anything like my friend, you know, even if it was 16 years or 20 years or 30 years, it doesn't bring back my friend. I'm more considering the family, you know. I don't know how the family feels about it, you know. I don't know how to feel about it, you know what I mean? I don't know how to feel about it.
Artist and pastor Sylvain Gwenya also had his say.
If it is within the parameters of law that she is released according to the statutes of parole, I guess it is what it is. I personally do not have any feelings against her being released. One thing I know about how she got arrested is that she was doing self-defense, and it so happened that Flabba was the one that had to suffer that. But the story has a lot to say about a lot of things, about our state in the country, about abuse. Is she actually the victim that she stops someone who died? Is it because this person was a celebrity that he seems to be getting more coverage than her rights as a woman? It says a lot about those things. My friend died. It said that Flabba died because of that. But maybe another door would be open when we talk about abuse. The fact that she's released on parole, it is lawful. It ends up being something that is by the book. The law allows it.
For Times Live Podcast, I am Bulelani Nonyokela.